Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Knicks fans losing our collective minds last night as they came back in epic fashion to take Game 4 of the NBA Finals by just 1 point, 107-106 at the Garden. Mayor Mamdani on X writing, "Speechless, LFGK." You can Google that. 1010 Winds was at the watch party at Woolman Ring.
And when you hear this... just know the New York Knicks had the greatest comeback in NBA history.
God loves New York City. New York City is part of the chosen people. We are the best in the world. People come here. We don't go there.
At the last second, the New York Knicks won Game 4, and fans at Woolman Rink were jumping, screaming, hugging each other, some collapsing to the floor in awe like this teen.
It's a surreal feeling. Surreal. We did it.
That's right. The orange and blue did pull through.
When the Knicks win, this town will be underwater, will be under siege. Everything that you believe in will come to a halt. This is just New York City.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Woolman Rink.
The evening started out on a sour note when the Knicks watch party outside the Garden was canceled. James Dolan announced that on our sister station, WFAN, saying it was because the NYPD was turning the Garden into Fort Knox in order to keep people safe.
They can handle this. They don't need this. Right. And if you ask them and they were able to answer unfettered, they would tell you they can handle this,
yes,
etc. It's, you know, it's really the mayor's office. I cannot explain their decisions on this, but it makes absolutely no sense at all.
The NBA did get Game 4 up on dozens of linked NYC screens across the city, so that was good. Meantime, the Knicks' victory sparked celebrations near the Garden, with traffic along 8th Avenue coming to a halt, fans climbing poles, and on top of some NYPD patrol cars. One police van ended up with a shattered windshield. Officers used loudspeakers to warn people. In the end, there were arrests. We are still waiting on the department for the exact number. With the Knicks just one win away from taking the title, the World Cup starts this afternoon. First game here is Saturday, and bars and restaurants are prepping to be packed.
There is one thing to factor in during what should be busy weeks ahead in New York City. On all eight match days at MetLife, Midtown truck deliveries are going to be restricted. 30th Street to 60th, river to river, 6 hours before and 3 hours after every match. Jeff LaPadula is general manager of PS Kitchen off Times Square. They've already started staggering deliveries, and they do have a plan B.
We can always run over to the grocery stores, but we will pay a premium if we do have to do that. Sometimes we might run out of some lettuce or something like that. We can just shoot over to Food Emporium or... you know, we'd like to try to avoid that because it costs a lot more to go to those places.
And starting tonight through July 20th, bars and restaurants in New York can serve until 4 a.m. because of the World Cup. Should be another big boost for the economy. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in West 48th.
Looking for a cool spot for a World Cup watch party? Well, how about outside the Intrepid? The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum will host 53 watch parties at Pier 86, which can hold like 2,000 people. Museum Vice President Michael Onisco.
There's a large area where we'll have a main screen set up. We'll have some supporting screens set up. We'll have some cornhole set up. We're exploring some additional activations with some other partners, but... it's a great space to be able to watch the game.
While the party is outside, you will need to go through museum security, but the event is free. This starts today. Get the schedule at intrepidmuseum.org. As we enjoy this very exciting week across the metro area, some very uncomfortable and even dangerous weather. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, we've been advertising it all week long. It's finally here, this gruesome air mass. Very high humidity will combine with sunshine and growing heat today to push temperatures to 92, and that's going to send AccuWeather real field temperatures to the century mark this afternoon, and we're going to do this again tomorrow. It's the type of heat and humidity where you really need to exercise caution when you're doing any kind of activities outside, kind of restrict those activities to just a short burst, and make sure you stay hydrated, and if you can find air conditioned comfort or a fan, please do so. And again, this is going to continue through tomorrow before this some relief in the heat and humidity to start the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The details, the four-day forecast in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The advice to get through the next 2 days from City OEM Commissioner Christina Farrell.
Find shade, wear some loose light clothing, cover your head,
And, you know, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling the impacts of the heat, you should get into some air conditioning. We have all of the city's cooling centers are going to be open Thursday and Friday, close to 600.
Get the cooling center locations either at nyc.gov or by calling 311. The mayor among those again calling for the city to ban horse-drawn carriages.
You know, I support removing horse carriages from Central Park. I've also said that I look forward to working with union partners and community leaders to actually deliver on that. And I know that many New Yorkers were disturbed by what they saw yesterday, and I'm one of them.
A 16-year-old horse named Dennis collapsed and died in Central Park. His owner says there were no signs that he was sick and had recently been checked out and cleared to work by a veterinarian. A necropsy is now underway to determine the cause of death. Well, this is cool. Knicks star OG Anunoby has teamed up with Animal Care Centers of New York to help a team of cats find their forever homes. ACC spokeswoman Katie Hansen.
He must love cats because he was really excited to pick five cats. I mean, we have all sorts of animals at ACC, but he was determined that they would pick five cats, which is great because we are overflowing with cats.
This is Sammy, Penny, Damu, Roxy, and Little Leo.
We selected cats that needed a little extra push. You know, they've been here a long time. One of them has a medical issue that we're really excited for our friends at VCA to help with. They said they're up for it.
Yeah, not only do you get a professional purring machine, you also get a year of unlimited vet care through a Veterinary Care Centers of America hospital. You also get a year of free pet food courtesy of Royal Canin. All of the cats are spayed or neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped. You can check them out on ACC's Instagram page, which is at NYCACC. Looks like it's not just Staten Island that's doing an America 250 time capsule. State Senator John Liu of Queens is spearheading one as well.
It could be anything from a letter to your grandchildren to an essay or a poem about what you're feeling about America today, about your hopes for the future, what America will be on its tricentennial in 2076.
You can bring your item to Francis Lewis High School, 1 p.m. Sunday, June 28th. That event will also include live music, historical reenactments, and free food.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.